Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Jewish Care is the largest health and social care organisation serving the Jewish community in the UK. They run over 70 centres and services, the centres mainly around London and the southeast of England, caring for more than 7,000 people and their families every week. And they provide support in the form of help, advice, information and audio services across the whole of the UK. And these can be of particular benefit to blind and partially sighted members of the Jewish community. We spoke to Sandy Wasmer from Jewish Care about the type of support they can offer vision-impaired people. And first, Sandy outlined those for whom their services are mainly aimed.
I would say it's people who identify as being Jewish. So we're not a religious charity, we're a faith charity. And so it's somebody who actually believes that they are part of the Jewish community. So somebody who was brought up in a Jewish community that feels an affiliation with it would also be deemed culturally Jewish. So it really is for people who feel they are part of the Jewish community and identify as being Jewish.
And bringing services specifically to blind and partially sighted people, broadly speaking, for those in the UK, wherever they are, what kind of things can you offer?
Within the UK, we have been offering since the late 1970s a talking news and book service. And we have at the moment over 1,500 audiobooks available in our library. And we also provide a weekly version of the Jewish Chronicle, as well as monthly magazines, Sounds Jewish and Jewish Extra. We also produce a weekly radio program on Sundays at noon on Spectrum Radio in London.
So is this, if you like, a transcription of some existing newspapers and magazines, as you've already said, the Jewish Chronicle, or I guess the most famous of them all, but you indicated you produce your own content as well.
Yeah, so we have Sounds Jewish, which is a mix of audio content from other sources around the internet, other sources that aren't just the Jewish Chronicle, so lots of different Jewish news, as well as articles that we read, and Jewish Extra is also articles that exist and some of our own content and interviews as well. So it's a mix of different types of content. So sometimes we find something quite interesting and we decide to do an interview. Sometimes we find articles that are in themselves of interest and we read those directly. So it's giving visually impaired and print impaired Jewish people an opportunity to have a wide range of audio content that's suitable to them and that is of interest to them.
Radio is a great way of course, covering the whole of London or good part of London. How do people, though, receive your audio content in other parts of the UK?
Well, the radio also is available on Spectrum Radio online, so you can listen again for a week after the radio show is broadcast. So that's available to anyone throughout the UK. And the other content is produced on USB or CD, and we send that out through the post to our members.
Is there any charge for that service, either the audio transcription or for your magazine services?
We do charge an annual subscription for all of the audio content, and that's £40 a year, which we charge for as an annual subscription.
Now, are there other ways that blind and partially sighted members of the Jewish community can sort of keep in touch with each other or keep in touch with you for other sorts of care?
Jewish Care is absolutely happy through our helpline, Jewish Care Direct, to talk to anybody who needs help or support, and we can signpost and direct them. Sometimes we end up signposting them to our own services, but if somebody calls us perhaps from Manchester or Glasgow, people who live in other Jewish communities throughout the UK, we would signpost them to services in their area.
So have you got a pretty good kind of directory of services there?
We are the largest social care charity for Jewish people in the UK, and so we're incredibly well connected with other Jewish charities providing social care throughout the UK because our physical services are provided in London and the South East. So we don't provide physical services such as care homes and community centres outside of that area, and so we're incredibly well connected with the Jewish community around the UK so that we make sure that Jewish people wherever they are in the UK can access the best services.
Now, of course, members of the Jewish community are scattered far and wide across the UK, and obviously they have a common reason to keep in touch. Are there any ways that you can kind of reach out to Jewish people in other ways, perhaps to, if you like, bring the community together wherever they may be?
Yes, we're currently developing a new service called Jewish Care Interact, which is going to be a community platform for Jewish people to engage with each other, to interact with each other, and also to find information about aging well and living independently. So we're going to create all of the services that we have online, all of the goodness that Jewish Care offers in its physical resources to bring into an online resource so that people throughout the UK can participate in the Jewish community where they don't necessarily have access to it physically.
Now, if you'd like more information about the kind of support that Jewish Care can offer blind and partially sighted members of the Jewish community across the UK, you can phone them on 020 8922 2000. And the phone number of the Jewish Care helpline, Jewish Care Direct, is 020 8922 2000. And their email address is helpline@jcare, spelt J-C-A-R-E, .org.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.